WCHL's Blake Hodge, our news director, joining us here now in the studio with some chicken nuggets to discuss. They're good, aren't they?
I told Dakota this. Dakota is our digital content manager, yeah. I believe is his official title. He came in yesterday with Chick-fil-A, and I had to leave. Physically had to leave. Yeah. We were going to have a situation to cover in the newsroom.
Yes.
Because it was...
Was this the throwdown over who was going to get to eat the chicken nuggets?
Of his nuggets? Yeah. They were his, so I left.
But now they're yours.
But, God.
Yeah.
So
they are quite good.
I've been trying very hard to not eat as poorly as I typically do. today I did not win.
Yes. Blake has been carrying around chicken nuggets all afternoon.
Not all afternoon, for like 10 minutes.
The afternoon is young. It's Friday, everyone.
What do you want to talk about?
Let's start by talking about the road conditions because we got we've got several down trees.
I think
Hillsborough town officials say three trees came down.
One of them hit a pickup truck. Hillsborough's having a lot of situations there. Yeah. UNC on campus had several trees that they had to clear up in some of the south, some of the smaller roads around the campus. They actually had to clear up and be able to move out a little bit as well. Franklin Street, of course, is the biggest issue here. Tree mm-hmm. all the way across. And the way that tree fell, it took down some power lines. And the power lines ended up falling on a Triangle Transit bus this morning. So it was a really kind of dangerous situation there for a little while. The passengers were stuck on the bus while fire crews were there trying to keep everybody safe. Duke Energy ended up coming out, turned the power off at that point, which was another weird thing because the lines, even though they were down, were still active. It didn't knock the power out in that stretch. So a really weird situation. Carborough High School had to dismiss early today because they lost power out there. So they dismissed a little bit early. Their administrative offices closed at 2:00, but they did get everybody on buses and kind of out where they needed to go.
How long were the people on the Chapel Hill Transit bus stuck?
It was not very long. I would say probably 15 to 30 minutes before Duke was able to. I say that's not long. It's not long while I was sitting here. I imagine that's a long 30 minutes if you're one of those passengers.
Right.
Word at a local elementary school was that a branch also fell onto a teacher's car was there. So there's significant kind of damage from this. A lot of this is coming from the wind today, but you have to couple that as well with the soaking kind of rain that we got yesterday. So it was very soggy, high winds today. I mean, gust up to about 60 miles an hour in cases. So they do expect it to kind of start tapering off a little bit throughout the rest of the afternoon into the evening and then be in a lot better shape as we head into the weekend.
Yeah, and sort of looking out the window right now, it's not gusty for the moment, but that could still change in another five minutes. Kind of depends on where you happen to be. So continue to be careful out there, and we'll keep an eye on the roadway. So that's thing number one that we're following today. As nice as it looks outside, we've got those high winds, and that's all coming from that huge storm that's really smacking the northeastern part of the country. We're getting part of that, not the rain or the storm or anything like that, but we're getting the wind, so that's fairly significant. And the other thing that we're following is this new development involving the merger or partnership or whatever you want to call it between UNC Healthcare and Carolina's Healthcare, now Atrium Healthcare, based out of Charlotte, which had a lot of people, political officials, healthcare officials, insurance officials, and just North Carolina residents concerned, questioning, and now we've got a new development there.
Yeah, it's off. Atrium Health and UNC Healthcare announced today that they were stepping away from any type of partnership conversations, discussions that they were having. They announced last August that they were going to form a new venture, a new partnership between two very large healthcare systems. It would have formed, I believe, the third largest healthcare system in the country. UNC, of course, does a lot of work here around the Triangle. Carolina's Healthcare, at the time as it was announced, that was their name. They operate kind of Charlotte and to South Carolina. And then a few things happened. Carolina's changed their name to Atrium Healthcare. And then they announced that they were going to be merging with a Georgia-based healthcare system. So they were clearly trying to grow into a regional healthcare system there. And it seems like what came to kind of the head of the issue in this was who was actually going to be in charge of this new venture. And there, While in some ways they serve a lot of the same things of healthcare issues, UNC, of course, has this massive research institution, which Carolina's doesn't have any type of experience in, I guess, is the kind of the right way to say that. So there were still a lot of issues that needed to be worked out there. So state treasurer Del Falwell had taken issues with this. He had asked UNC Healthcare to take out a $1 billion performance bond to show that healthcare costs were actually going to go down as part of this. Attorney General Josh Stein had taken an interest in this to figure out what exactly was going on. And then we had heard rumors that there were really good days where you felt like it was going to get done, and then really bad days right. where you thought this was a possibility.
And kind of worth noting in the context of this, Josh Stein is a Democrat, Del Falwell is a Republican. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the pressure is coming from one side or the other. This is bipartisan concern here.
We just knew so little.
Yeah.
It was going to be such a big thing, and the public knew so little about it. It was clearly causing some concern, some frustration at the Board of Governors level, at the UNC System Board of Governors. They had formed a subcommittee, which met yesterday, as a matter of fact. No news came out of that, but I have to imagine they were at least kind of briefed a little bit on this. But again, that was in closed session, so speculation there. They were clearly frustrated over the lack of information that they were getting from UNC Healthcare on this. It was something that was announced with a lot of fanfare, of course, in terms of a lot of interest, I should say, but appeared more questionable the longer that it was drawn out.
Right.
So it looks like that is the end of the road for that. They initially announced that December, whenever they announced in August, they said hope to have a final deal by December, and then that came and went pretty without a whole lot of progress being made, so it caused a lot of concern there as well.
And it's an interesting couple of statements that we got. We got the one statement very quick from Atrium Health saying that they had suspended discussions with UNC Healthcare, which implies the possibility of picking them back up in the future, and then we get a longer statement from UNC Healthcare very shortly thereafter, right, saying that the two organizations have determined that we cannot satisfy our mutual goals through a proposed partnership. So that sounds much more definitive than the shorter statement we got from Atrium or for the Charlotte-based.
Yeah, and they had a mutual email that went out to employees as well that was signed by both parties there. So it seemed, I think suspended is what Atrium used in their statement, but it certainly seems like this is the end of the road for that.
All right. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.